Yes, Mr. President.
Well, Al, we're just sorry to break up all your Sundays.
Golly, Moses.
No, sir, I even played some tennis this morning, and we're humming along here in very good shape.
Good. Well, it's starting to rain here, so I'm going to come back. Neil O'Neill will be here around 4 o'clock if you need me for something.
Okay, sir. I'm doing a little organization based on yesterday's thing, so we get everything lined up here.
Good.
And we can move on that as soon as we announce Mel. And
when do you think we'll hear from Mel?
Well, I'm going to call him tonight, so tongue-in-cheek. I'm confident that it never would have gone as far as it did yesterday if he had any intention of not doing this.
Well, we'll find out.
Yes, sir, but I'm really quite confident.
Uh-huh.
And his attitude on the chopper coming back was...
Right. Well, if he says he couldn't do it, tell him to go back and try again.
That's right.
That's right. We've got to make the announcement on Wednesday.
Now, Ron and the council people are working on some stuff for getting this word out on Watergate, and I'll go over that in a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things we've got to expect, Al. They're going to try to crap on us about once a week, don't you think so?
Yes, and they've already started the pattern of late Saturday afternoon to get the Sunday press.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people give them a goddamn anymore. They're not reading it, and we shouldn't grace it by too much White House.
But that was the feeling that I have a little. But you know, you take the Bean story, you know, and so forth. Well, it's full of the usual England. So he saw the president a lot of times, and he's thinking he said the president was aware of a cover up again. January, February, or March, and so forth. So what? What the hell does that prove?
He's a self-serving...
Well, the point is, we have not denied that I was aware of a cover-up. I mean, the point is, it's a matter of a question of a date, then, isn't it?
Exactly.
And we know damn well the date is in March, but nevertheless, the number of times he sees me, of course, he says 40, actually, it was 20 or whatever the hell. It doesn't make any difference. I wouldn't argue about that.
No, it's not worth it.
I wouldn't grace it with that.
Exactly.
And his point about the... I said we could get the money for this and that. The point is, I was investigating the son of a bitch at that point, trying to find out what he was up to. But anyway, I guess we just have to live with these stories. I think we get too. I suppose I'm the worst offender. I tend to get more excited about it because I do. I know what they're up to. It's basically just a pattern to say, well, the president's lying or something like that. I just don't know how much it gets through, Ron. What do you think?
No, I think it's time for advocates to be out, the cabinet and other people taking this stuff on, not the White House. All it does is focus more attention on what people are not paying any attention to anymore anyhow.
Is that your judgment?
Yes, sir. I read both the stories. New York Times is a little more balanced. The Post was vicious, but I thought our denial was right.
Yeah.
It was short and very strong.
Yeah.
But I don't think it pays any dividends to get out and give a detailed rebuttal from the White House.
The trouble is, if you start to do that, you're going to have to rebut detailed everybody that goes up there. Going to have witness after witness with hearsay, you know.
That's right, sir. And there's nothing new in this. This was the initial charge. It's what we were dealing with all along. What their bastards are doing is playing it like an accordion.
Yeah, the charge that the president was aware of a cover-up.
Sure. There's nothing new in that. But they put it out as some big new revelation. Well, Christ, we can't knee-jerk and grace that with...
I suppose what is new is basically they usually use 18 as the hammer for this one. Oh, well, he's the one that they used before, too.
Well, it's very significant, even in these stories, which are about as tough as any you can deal with, that they make it very clear he hadn't got any evidence.
This is his epitomization. Telephone conversations. Tapes, I guess, is an inference.
I doubt that, sir.
Do you doubt it?
We would have seen it in this story, and it would have been out long ago. They've decided they've got to do this job through public relations.
That's why he doesn't have any written evidence, I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think so.
Documentary. So he's always got his word against Haldeman's Ehrlich and the president. That's pretty tough, isn't it?
Right, sir.
So,
Now, we've got a new line on a very superb SEC guy, probably the best in the country.
Oh, really?
A fellow named Ralph Saul, who they wanted to have take over the New York Exchange, but he refused. He's up with the Boston Bank. He is absolutely the highest regarded man in the business.
Good.
And goddamn, he surprised us. He said he's interested.
Right.
So we're going to press that, and that would be a great appointment.
Sell it. Can we fill all these jobs we've been vacating?
That's right.
You think we can be ready with the FBI by Wednesday?
Oh, yes.
Good.
We're in good shape there.
You could be ready with the FBI and Peterson for sure, then.
Yes, that's for sure.
And we can be ready with Haig, right?
Yes, and I think in Hope Mill, he knows he's pressing as hard as he can. He understands the problem, and I've sort of over-gilded the...
The idea that he should go with the group, because it'll be a hell of a story if he goes. A hell of a story.
It really will.
Well,
then we got a good Thursday thing. The economic package I bounced back today,
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it was a damn...
What,
9-page bleeding Schultz memo, and I finally called Simon. I said, God damn it, put this into 2 pages with an action program that the president can approve or disapprove. He's better be paid to recommend, not to go in there and do another torturous hand-wringing job.
What'd Simon say?
He said, I agree with you. He's very good. So he's me.
What is your... I've got to agree. Concentrate on that. When do we have our meeting? 4 o'clock or something?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow afternoon.
What's your judgment of the memo now? I mean, goddammit, I frankly don't know what to do. I mean, all the politicians say freeze. All the economists say don't freeze. What's your judgment?
My general feeling is to stick with status quo, but with a very strong packaging and merchandising effort. For example, I think... And some measures which are shorter freeze, but which are a little more strenuous.
Yeah.
And which you personally can start talking about.
Right.
I think the speech on Friday, for example, in Florida, should have a strong economic background to it.
It may be difficult to do that because of the outdoors, isn't it?
It may, but
hospital.
I think that's the kind of thing we have to do is to bring you into this, because actually the economy's in pretty damn good shape.
Well, I can make a radio talk on it. That's one thing, you know.
Yes, sir.
It'll get a hell of a play.
And, you know, if we could get...
We don't have to do it basically in a live audience. You know, we get an enormous play out of a radio, and then we get all the newspapers that way.
That's right.
So,
And if we get a good, really powerful SEC guy, it's going to pick up the market and the community up there and give them a whole shot in the arm. There's no question about that.
So the whole Dean thing didn't concern you quite as much as the other stuff?
No, it didn't, sir. I think people don't give a damn anymore. And I think they're sick of it. And I think they read it all as self-serving crap at this point. Now, I don't.
We just
have to learn to ride with these.
Of course, if you're not a rider, you got to know, too, that they get 2 shots at it. They say it now, and then he'll say it again when he goes to the Senate. So we just got to learn to ride it through.
That's right, and that's the time to take it on, and if at all, anyhow. Now, Ron was last night, he and... Garmer were talking about taking a big offensive. I don't think so. I think it would be a mistake. We've got too much good coming after this.
Well, the point is about the offensive is that, Al, is that you don't want to take the offensive until they've shot all their guns.
Exactly right.
I just feel myself that you've got to let them run the damn course. Now, I think it's fine, however, for Haldeman and Ehrlichman to say things.
That's great.
Don't you agree?
Yes, because
they've started to, you know. But Colson will say something, and that's all right. That's fine, isn't it? But the White House should not get into it now.
And the more the players do it, the better the whole panorama. It's just an interlocking mass of confusion and charges and countercharges, but not the president.
Is it raining down there yet?
No, sir. The sun's
good. Well, I'm glad you had a little tennis and so forth. Glad you're keeping your morale. I just don't see how you do it.
Oh, God, I might.
For this kind of crap, I must say, we're getting a little thicker skin if they'd hit us with this, the 10th of May, it would have really knocked us over, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Don't you think so?
It would have been very bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he'd come out with that on top of those MIMCONs that he had sent without an answer, we'd have been in bad shape. So I think we've played it just right.
But, actually, we do have an answer out there. We said, by God, I was not aware of a cover-up.
That's right.
And I did not, of course, participate in one.
And, you know, we'll get a lot of nitpicking, but now it's the extremists that are doing it.
Yeah.
The good guys have shut up.
And what do you think some of them have?
Yes, sir. You know, you get a Percy who's popping off, and you get a one of these left-wing Dems, he'll start screaming. But the fight's beginning within the committees. It's now on partisan lines. We're just in a hell of a lot better shape. And we can afford to ride these things without getting all exercised each time.
Yeah.
It's calculated, there's no question.
You're sure on their part it is, yeah?
Yes, sir.
They're trying to hit it every week, keep the story going. Bounce another one off of us. Trying to knock us over.
Well, it's just not going to happen now, and I think we're all convinced of that. We've got to get some of our own people shored up a little bit, and that comes from continuing accomplishments, and that's the best thing.
Well, they got to think that we're here to stay. That's really what it gets.
That's right.
You know, when it comes down to it, the real thing is that if they think you're going to be around, people will say, well, goddamn, we better not get out too far.
That's right, and that's why this week's announcements, you know, are going to be great.
You see, for example, one of the reasons that none of our people would speak, some of our people wouldn't speak up on our enemies raiding us so hard after April 30th, about, you know, Bob and John announcement, is that they really thought seriously they might knock us over, knock me over.
You know,
I think a lot of them thought there might be a resignation or impeachment or some damn thing.
Well, they were in a state of shock, and that wasn't discounted by some of them. But I think that we're well past that.
There isn't any. We've come quite a way since there, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no one that has been. In fact, as good a bellwether as you can find is Henry. Henry's just, he's solid now. He said, goddamn, we've passed it. He's elated.
Of course, the Dean kind of thing will worry him because of his being in the Times and Post.
I talked to him today. People are not paying attention anymore to this stuff.
But that people?
They don't care about this anymore. They really don't. They want to get on with the business. I talked to Herb last night.
Herb Klein?
Yes. He's been speaking all over, and he said, God damn it. Said the only thing people care about is the economy.
Yeah.
That's the thing we've got to take on.
Yeah.
Watergate is a very minor aspect of it.
Mm.
Because they've turned that Watergate thing on a lack of confidence in the economy or uncertainty. So that's the next order of business.
Yep.
Just to take that one on.
Yep.
If we can, that of course gets back to what we can do. Well, if we
don't, you see, unless you do the more drastic thing, you don't really satisfy the...
Well, I'm not sure we shouldn't do the more drastic thing.
You see what
I mean? I'll tell you, I'm on the verge of...
Yeah?
I'm going the other way on that.
It may just be that we just...
And even if it did, even if it was theologically the wrong thing to do and set us back, we're dealing with today and today's environment.
That's right.
And we can manage the setback later on, 6 months from now.
Right.
But right now, we've got...
We could take a little boost.
That's right.
Well, that's the tone I think we've got to set tomorrow. And I know Connolly will be thinking that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Fine, Mr. Bryan.
Good.